It is Tuesday. It's time for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Sarah is, you get to hear from Sarah in the, she's out of the studio for this segment. You get to hear a segment with her in just a little bit. She had a chance to catch up with Pastor Matthew Heise from Lutheran Heritage Foundation, find out where he's been traveling, what's going on with LHF. So you get to hear that in just a little bit. They recorded that for you just not too long ago, so you'll hear their story in just a little bit. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting us here on the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at their website, cuw.edu, or in the underwriter section at kfuo.org. Yesterday we talked about nutrition and food, and well, you know, I like to talk about food, and so since I get to be in charge today, we get to talk more about food, but food for a good reason, for a good cause. In studio today with me, Kit Auble with Lutheran Elementary School Association. Good morning, Kit.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming over to the Coffee Hour this morning and talking about a fun event here in St. Louis for a good cause for Lutheran students here in the St. Louis area, Lutheran schools. We have a great event coming up very soon called Cooking with Kids. Is that right?
Cooking for Kids. And it is the 14th annual A Night for Kids Tribute Dinner Auction. It is it's next Saturday, April 7th, at Orlando Gardens South, and we anticipate more than 300 people in attendance, and we're going to have a great time.
The question is, who will be attending? Of those 300 something people who will be attending, we're going to talk about how to get tickets for this event. What are we going to experience at this? This is like the gala of the year, right? Or the gala. What's the correct way to say it? Is it a gala or a gala?
It's a tribute dinner auction.
A tribute dinner auction. See, I was totally wrong.
But it is not your mother's auction. This
yes.
is different than any other year. And we are showcasing Lutheran School alumni, including Rick Lewis with Grace Meat Plus Three. He is a Lutheran South alumni and also a St. Paul de Pere alumnus.
When you say Grace Meat Plus Three, for anyone who is in the St. Louis area who has encountered Grace Meat Plus Three, we just kind of start to salivate when we hear that. I ventured over there to this restaurant not too long ago, and it was just, the food was phenomenal. It was so good.
I agree with you. His restaurant is located in The Grove on Manchester, and he is an executive chef, award-winning chef, and very creative with his food preparation. And this current restaurant has a southern theme to it, so collard greens and fried chicken and many other wonderful things on his menu. But he's very creative with what he prepares.
It is creative indeed. He is creative. And speaking of Rick, we've got Rick on the phone joining us this morning. Good morning, Rick.
How's it going?
Good, good. I bet you're busy prepping food for today. So thanks for taking some time to chat with us here on the Coffee Hour. Rick, tell us a little bit about your work and what you're doing at Grace Meat Plus Three here in St. Louis.
Yeah, so just at Grace, we're kind of focused on kind of southern comfort food, making things from scratch. We source a lot of stuff from local farms, kind of like the things we try to live by here at Grace is just that, you know, all people are special and they're welcome, like we're welcoming them into our house. So we try to keep people happy through their stomachs.
Rick, when you were a student at Lutheran High School, when did you know you wanted to be a chef? Did you know that when you were in high school?
Not exactly. I was kind of a little bit of a wild child when I was in high school. And what I did do a lot of was host a lot of parties. And so I think that was probably the earliest kind of phase of me kind of hosting things and catering to people. And then I took some cooking classes in high school and things like that. And then when I got out of high school, I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. And I started working in restaurants. And once I started getting into a little bit nicer restaurants, it started kind of, you know, I started thinking like, this is what I want to do with my life.
So hospitality has been a part of your nature, a part of who you are throughout your life, and becoming an executive chef, now co-owner of Grace Meat Plus Three. Let's go back to Lutheran High. You went to Lutheran High School South here in St. Louis, is that right?
Correct.
How did Lutheran High School South prepare you for your career, for what you do today?
I think, you know, like, a lot of the friends that I developed in high school, I'm actually still friends with today. And then just, like, kind of the mentality of how to treat people and how to take care of people and just kind of, like, camaraderie. Like, my class was very tight, you know, the school as a whole, and just kind of the good, sorry, I'm trying to think of the new words I'm looking for here.
How did that love for your neighbor, how does that love for your neighbor show in your restaurant today? What's your signature dish, and how do you show that love in the food there at Grace Meat Plus Three?
So I would definitely say our signature dish is like our fried chicken here. But when you come into Grace, like, you're going to be greeted by someone. You're going to hear, you know, good music playing on the radio. You're going to see delicious plates of food going through the dining room, and you're going to smell everything. And, you know, when you come in and you get greeted by someone from start to finish, there's going to be someone trying to connect with you and make you feel at home. And I think we do a good job of that. Like, we get a lot of guests that comment on, you know, not only the space looking good and the food being delicious, but how you can tell all the staff truly enjoys what they do and are there to try to kind of cater to and serve people. So, like, serving people is really what we try to do.
I can attest to that. In my visit there, everybody wanted to make sure we were having a good time, a good lunch, and even had a chance to visit with you while you were there. So thanks so much for your hospitality. I'm excited to talk about what you're going to be serving up at the upcoming Lutheran Elementary School Association Cooking for Kids on Saturday, April 7th. We'll talk with Kit here in the studio about this exciting night. Rick, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour, and thanks for being a part of Cooking for Kids.
Thank you so much.
We'll let you get back to your work. I know you've got a lot to prep for lunch today. Kit, what's on the menu that Executive Chef Rick is going to be preparing for this Cooking for Kids night?
Well, we have his famous fried chicken, carrots that are elegantly prepared. Everything he prepares is beyond my kitchen, for sure. collard greens, and he assures me that I'm going to love collard greens, even though I'm not a big fan of collard greens today, but I may be after April 7th. And we have MacArthur's Bakery that is providing desserts, and we have the Wine and Cheese Place is providing a bourbon sampling during the cocktail hour. So we have a lot going on. And I think Rick is also preparing some type of pork loin. So it's all going to be fabulous. And he could speak better to the food than I could.
Any type of dish that he prepares is going to be fantastic.
Really do encourage our listeners to go visit his restaurant.
Right. Get a preview of what's gonna happen on April 7th. Yeah. Now, in addition to the food, lots of other fun things going on at this night, at this event.
Yes. Our auctioneer is Matthew Bowman, who's a third-year seminary student and also a Lutheran school alumnus. And our MC is Jeff Bernthal, also a school alumnus. So we really are focusing and showcasing our Lutheran school alumnus and the wonderful talents that they bring to our community. And some of the great auction prizes that we have include two tickets to see Hamilton at the Fox Theater.
Wow.
Many concert tickets, including Justin Timberlake, Rod Stewart, and Ed Sheeran. And we have some getaways in Florida and Kohler, Wisconsin, which is one of the top 10 spas and or golf clubs in the country. So there's a lot to do and a lot of fun and a lot of fellowship. And Rick will be sharing his hospitality that night as well. And, you know, the proceeds benefit our 35-member schools serving 8,800 students, 500 faculty members, and we do that through need-based tuition assistance, and professional development and student services. So if you can't join us April 7th, you can visit our website and make a donation to support and advance Lutheran education in our community. And it takes a village, so we need everyone's help.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit more. From a practical side, from a parent side, from a member of the community, what does an event like this, a night for kids, cooking for kids, what does that translate into? What does that provide, or what does that enable students in the St. Louis area to have or to do?
Well, special events help us advance Lutheran education in our community in many ways, including awareness and publicity. So we hope to do many interviews like this everywhere, as many places as possible, and spread the word that Lutheran education is really a quality educational experience that prepares our students for the next level, whether it be high school or college, or the workforce. And it really builds future leaders, and that's important to each of us. And then the proceeds also specifically fund need-based tuition assistance. To date, we have funded more than $4.6 million in tuition assistance to more than 3,000 students in our community, and that's over our 14-year history. And in addition to that, we offer professional development programming to our 500 faculty members to ensure that our teachers are prepared to deliver a 21st century learning experience.
And what a testimony to the education, the Christ-centered education that students are receiving, to hear from Rick and now see him, living and serving and being a member of the community here in St. Louis, a business owner here in St. Louis, and to be so passionate about what he's doing, particularly about serving his neighbor and making them feel welcome in his restaurant. But all the many students that come through Lutheran schools here, they're not just getting just an education. They're getting a Christ-centered education in the Lutheran schools here in St. Louis.
Yes, and helping shape the spiritual and moral character development of again, our future leaders.
Kit, thanks so much for being our guest. Point us to where we can find information on the upcoming Night for Kids.
You can visit our website at lesastl.org. Or you may call 314-200-0797. And again, that's lesastl.org.
Kit Auble, thanks so much. Lutheran Elementary School Association, check it out. April 7th is Cooking for Kids.
Thank you so much.